The Metropolitan Opera in New York is bracing for a backlash as it prepares to stage the death of Klinghoffer by composer John Adams. The opera is based on the real-life hijacking of a cruise ship by Palestinian terrorists. Since its first performance more than 20 years ago, detractors have charged that the work is anti-Israel and anti-Semitic. But for its supporters, Klinghoffer is a dramatic masterpiece that deserves to make its Met debut on Monday. NPR's Joel Rose reports.
The title character is Leon Klinghoffer, a Jewish man in a wheelchair who was murdered by Palestinian terrorists after they hijacked the Achille Lauro in 1985.
I've never been a violent man. Ask anyone.
The events on the ship form the basic narrative of the opera, but it also digresses into the historical roots of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict from the creation of the State of Israel in 1948 all the way back to the Old Testament. Klinghoffer's creators knew it was going to be controversial, and they discussed it as they were working.
Not so much a question of is this going to upset people, but are we making the right presentation? Are we showing this in the most profound and truthful way?
Alice Goodman wrote the libretto. She also collaborated with composer John Adams on Nixon in China, which is also based on historical events. But that did not prepare her for the reaction that Klinghoffer provoked when it first opened in 1991 at the Brooklyn Academy of Music.
I realized at that point that my original youthful notion, oh, this is a wonderful, wonderful libretto, this is the best thing I've done, everyone will recognize this and acclaim it, was naive, to say the least.
Performances in other cities were canceled, and Goodman's career as a librettist ended abruptly. But the furor seemed to be dying down in recent years. There were productions of Klinghoffer in St. Louis, Southern California, and London, with hardly a protester in sight. But the Met is arguably the most important and visible opera house in the country. And as it prepared to mount its first-ever production of the opera, the protests resumed.
You will be made to destroy that set. We will demand it!
Several hundred protesters, led by City University of New York trustee Jeffrey Weisenfeld, picketed outside the Met's home at Lincoln Center last month.
We are going to be back here, everyone here and many, many more, every night of the Klinghoffer Opera until the set is burned to the ground.
Most of the protesters say they've never seen Klinghoffer and don't want to. They argue the opera is anti-Semitic because it humanizes and therefore glorifies the terrorists. And there are lines spoken by the Palestinians that, taken out of context, could support that argument.
Always complaining of your suffering. But wherever poor men are gathered, you can find Jews getting fat.
But the opera's defenders say that's a fundamental misreading of the work.
The opera is not anti-Semitic. It's not a glorification of terrorism.
Peter Gelb is the Met's general manager.
Any work of art that deals with conflict has to explore both sides of the conflict. It explains the motives of the Palestinian terrorists, but that doesn't mean it supports them.
Still, Gelb agreed to a compromise with the opera's detractors. Performances of Klinghoffer in New York would go ahead, but the Met canceled the scheduled video simulcast of the opera to hundreds of theaters around the globe. Abraham Foxman is the national director of the Anti-Defamation League. He says the compromise makes sense because of the recent war in Gaza and rising anti-Semitism in Europe.
When Peter and I spoke originally, you know, I didn't have to persuade him very hard to say, you know what, maybe this is not the best time to raise the tension and the passions in theaters in Vienna and Amsterdam and Berlin.
But besides the ADL, the Met's compromise appears to satisfy no one. Not the protesters in the street, and not librettist Alice Goodman. The death of Klinghoffer was the last opera she ever wrote. While she was working on it, she converted from Judaism to Christianity. She's now an Anglican priest near Cambridge, England. And at this point, Goodman says she thinks of the protesters as her, quote, crazy, angry relatives.
The whole point of the opera is we are all related. It has to do with the humanity even of the person you least wish to acknowledge the humanity of.
Alice Goodman says the Met's new production of The Death of Klinghoffer, which she saw in London, is the best yet, though she's disappointed that audiences around the world won't get to see it. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.